Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Ken Kratzer with another edition of Talking Business. And we're broadcasting tonight from the headquarters of CBSI Services in Harrison, New York. CBSI, founded in 1972, provides a full range of special benefit services to the consumer financial services field. Every day, CBSI programs provide warranty extension premium services to customers of major credit card, debit, and checking account programs. And today, our special guest is Mr. Eugene Raitt, who's chairman of Data Trade Limited, located in Hong Kong. And that is the China Insurance Marketing Administration Company, and they are a third-party administrator offering services throughout Asia, throughout the regions for direct marketers, and they can process claims, they can handle customer service, great all-around resources. Now, we're just waiting for Gene Raitt to join us. A friend of our company's, long-standing from his years at AIG, where he was Executive Vice President, Worldwide Chief Digital and Direct Marketing Officer. And he has many years of experience in Asia, working in places like Japan and Korea, and is fluent in, or at least has studied seven different languages: Cantonese, Chinese, English, French, German, Japanese, and Spanish. So being multilingual is really one of Gene Raitt's assets. And he has also taught direct marketing and digital interactive marketing at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. And he has degrees from the University of Maryland, Columbia Business School, and a master's in counseling from LaSalle University in Philadelphia. And so we're going to talk with Gene a little bit about his career, the services that his company, Data Trade Limited, China Insurance Marketing Administration, provide in, from Hong Kong and to marketers throughout Asia. And a little bit about what he sees as the opportunities, critical needs in that marketplace, and really the transformation that he has witnessed in technology applied to marketing. Certainly, when Gene Raitt worked with our company, insurance was pretty much marketed through the mail or through personal selling. And the era of telephone marketing occurred, and then marketing through groups, and then also through banks, where which is CBSI's specialty. And but then the market really changed. Consolidation in the United States of major banking organizations, and then really the changes to that were brought on by the internet. Marketing some policies through the internet, and then also being able to move into the digital age, and really the changes that have been brought on by mobile and mobile banking. You know, there's been such a change in the field that really new ways of marketing insurance have been found using digital, using mobile. And in the Asian market, we're quite interested because there's really a dependency on the mobile phone as a means of commerce. Less often do customers have banking relationships, checking accounts perhaps, like we're used to in the United States being largely ubiquitous. Mobile phones have filled the void as a payment processing and also a place where value can be stored and payments made. And also, be interested to hear Gene's thoughts on prevention of cyber crime, and we were doing a talk on that on our WVOX show today, a little bit coming off an interview I did on Saturday, or a press conference really, I participated in with the Secretary of the United States Army. So seeing if Gene Raitt can join us today, and we've been looking forward to speaking to him for since we were reintroduced to him, really, by our friend Ruth Stevens. Ruth, a New York-based direct marketing expert, instructor at several universities in the United States, who has had the opportunity to study and go attend conferences the last couple of falls, and then also teach at the same school which Gene Raitt has taught at, that being the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. Another program that Gene Raitt's been involved with, and we hope to hear from him on this, are the John Caples Awards. And he serves as the country chair in Hong Kong. And John Caples was a extremely well-known copywriter in New York City, worked for BBDO, and was credited with one of the most famous ads in advertising. This being a ad, I imagine it was in magazines, perhaps in newspapers of the 1920s and 30s, where an individual was approaching a piano, and the caption read, "When I approached the piano, they all wanted to laugh, but when I sat down and played, they were amazed." So that, and actually the wording is slightly different, slightly more polished than my remembrance of that. But that being a major program that the Direct Marketing Association encourages, and also Gene Raitt served as the chairman of the Direct Marketing Association in recent years. And then he, then of course, the organization has changed its name to the Data and Marketing Association. And still a very, very important trade organization that we participate in. So hopefully we'll give Gene Raitt a couple more minutes to see if he can call in. We're hoping we had our signal straight on the time. So seeing if this works for him. And it's kind of an interesting hit or miss with calling around the other side of the world. But let's give Gene Raitt a couple more minutes to try and call in. And we'd love to hear from him. Gene Raitt, the chairman of Data Trade Limited, CLIXGAX, China Insurance Marketing Administration, which he has been with for 4 years, nearly, since April 2013. This is a third-party administrator, which means they can take phone calls, they can take enrollments to a program, they can do billing, they can handle subscriptions, which means that there might be a regular billing once a month, perhaps, on that. And being able to do it on a multi-country basis is very special. Certainly, when you're working that part of the world, Gene Raitt comes from a background at AIG, which has always been known for its presence in Asia going back before World War II. And I look forward actually to hearing a little bit more about AIG's background in the area. But he served as Executive Vice President, Worldwide Chief Digital and Direct Marketing Officer at AIG. And he has worked in many countries, Japan, Korea before Hong Kong. And also be interested to hear what his view is on the Olympics. From his view in Hong Kong, the Olympics being held in South Korea. So I guess the time change isn't going to work tonight, but we will try to look forward Well, we will look forward and we'll try to reschedule this in the near future and get a chance to talk with an old friend, Gene Raitt, and of Data Trade Limited, based in Hong Kong. And so I guess we'll just actually, I need to check the scoreboard. Nope, not on yet. But again, a little bit about CBSI. CBSI has 40 years' experience providing a full range of benefit services that have been used by credit card issuers since 1988. And one of the most popular is a double warranty benefit, which doubles a warranty that a consumer has on a credit card up to one additional year. And it covers most digital equipment and household appliances that are bought on a covered credit card. We also have a number of travel protection programs, such as emergency travel assistance, and premium services, including concierge and airline travel lounge access. CBSI also has an extensive ability to provide customer service support to programs, contact center management, and executive monitoring. And more, just check our website, www.cbsiservices.com. And, of course, tonight we are broadcasting from the headquarters of CBSI Services in Harrison, New York, just a short train ride away from New York City. So I guess we missed our connection with Gene Raitt tonight. We will look forward to rescheduling with him and posting that here on blogtalkradio.com. So for CBSI Services, this is Ken Kratzer, Talking Business. Have a good evening, everyone.